Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Here we're at day six. Yes, we're at day six right here of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, brothers and sisters and brothers. We have a psalm, today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 3, and we're going to go into a little bit of a little midrash right here. Not too much appointed for the Torah reading and the Haftarah reading, you know, for this eve, but still, there is a sharing to share. But first, right here on today's daily psalm, Psalm 3, dub wise, be wise. Yes, sir. Here, Midrash, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Gimel, Mizmor Gamel, Mizmor Ledawi, Bibarcho, Mipne Avshalom Beno, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son, Mizmor Ledawi, Bibarcho, Mipne Avshalom Beno. Consider these words here, opening of today's daily psalm, the first verse, hebraically speaking. A psalm of David, Mizmor Ledawi, when he fled Bibarcho from Absalom, his son, Mipne Avshalom Beno. Consider these words in the light of the verse in Proverbs, in the Mashal, in Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 21 and 15, that reads, "It is a joy to the righteous to do judgment. It is a joy to the righteous to do judgment. Simcha latzadika esota mishpat. To do justly is joy to the righteous. Simcha latzadika esota mishpat. With this verse on Mishalim from the Proverb, Mashalim, from Proverbs are cited three of its expositions, the last of which applies to our psalm here. This verse may mean that when he executes judgment, it is a joy to the righteous one of the world. Lama, ma, lama, why? Because he is thereby exalted in the world. As it is said even in Isaiah 5 and 16, the Lord of hosts is exalted through judgment, and God the Holy One is sanctified through righteousness. Vayikbaha Yahuwah Tzevaota Bamishpat V'ha'el HaKadosha Nikadasha B'Tzedaka. But Jehovah of hosts of armies, Yahuwah Tzevaot, is exalted through justice, Bamishpat V'yikbaha Yahuwah Tzevaota Bamishpat. And God, the true good, the Holy One, is sanctified through righteousness. V'ha'el HaKadosh Nikadasha B'Tzedaka. Or the verse, it is a joy to the righteous to do judgment. Simcha latzadika esota mishpat may mean that when he dealt the measure of judgment to his holy temple, and destroyed it and downstroyed it. It was a joy to the righteous one of the world. As it is said, even in the 68th Psalm, the 36th verse, Hebraically, O God, awful art thou because of thy holy places. O God, awful art thou, the eye, because of thy holy, thy Isla places, thy holy places. Norah Elohim ami mikadasheka El Israel hu noten no olza we ha es umota la ama Baruch Elohim. Awful, dreadful is Elohim. Norah Elohim mi mikadasheka, out of thy holy, out of thy Isla places. Norah Elohim ami mikadasheka. Rav Yohanan commenting on what Ha'el, the true good, the true God, did to his holy places, said, since Ha'el, the true good, the true God, did not spare his own house and his own temple, how much more awesomely will he deal with those of others when he comes to punish the others? Rav Yohanan commenting on what Ha'Elohim did to his holy places. So the T and the ET reads, by what they did to Ha'Hekal, by what they did to the temple. Or the verse, it is a joy to the righteous to do judgment. Simcha la'tzadika esota mishpat may mean that when he executes judgment upon righteous men, it is a joy to them because he cleanses them thereby of their transgressions. That this is true, you can see from the example of David, the example of David. As soon as the measure of Ha'Elohim's judgment struck him, David began to rejoice and to compose a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Mizmor leDavid beBarcho mipnei Absalom beno. Another comment on a psalm of David, Mizmor leDavid, when he fled beBarcho from Absalom, his son, mipnei Absalom beno. As to the exact order of David's psalms, Scripture says elsewhere, even in Eob and Job 28 and 13, man knoweth not the order thereof. Here in the Midrash notes, the word erek, my price, is here to be taken in the sense of order. So man knoweth not the price thereof, or in the sense of erek, price, taken in the sense of order. Man knoweth not the order thereof. And here, Job 28:13. Lo yada'a enosha erekaha, with lo atimatzeya be'erekaha chayim. The Targum KJV has it, man knoweth not the price thereof. Man knoweth not the erek. The order, word defined as order, row, estimate, things that are set in order, layer, pound, sense of order or row. Sense of estimate or valuation. So here, this verse, lo yada, not knowing eino shmo to man, erika, the order of it, the price of it, lo yada eino sha erika. Rav Eliezer lies the thought, the section of scripture are not arranged in their proper order. For if they were arranged in their proper order, and any man so read them, he would be able to resurrect the dead and perform other miracles. For this reason, the proper order of the sections of scripture is hidden from mortals, from Enosh, from mortal man, and is known only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only to the Holy One, blessed be He, who said, even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 44 and 7, who, as I, can read and declare it, and set it in order. Who, as I, can read and declare it, and set it in order. Isaiah 44 and 7. Umiya kamoni ya yikra, wa ya gideha, we ya erekeha li. And who me, as I come on me, can proclaim, Yikra, Umi Yakamoni, Yikra. Let him declare we Yagideha and set it in order for me. We Yaerekeha Li and set it in order. We Yaerekaha. We Yaerekeha. We Yaerekeha Li for me. Rav Yaakov, Jacob said in the name of Rav Aha, why is the psalm on Gog and Magog, Mizmor Beit, Psalm 2, placed next to the psalm, to the Mizmor, the psalm on Avshalom, on Absalom? To tell you that a wicked son, a rasha, a ratchet son, worked greater cruelty upon his father than will the wars of Gog and Magog. When Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, sought to arrange the psalms in their proper order, a heavenly voice came forth and commanded, do not rouse that which slumbers. Do not rouse that which slumbers. Now here in the Midrash notes, the heavenly voice is literally the daughter, the daughter of a voice, or a voice from heaven. We have this in Daniel, in Daniel 4:28. This daughter of a voice to guide human conduct. It is regarded as the successor of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit of prophecy, that after Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, is said to have departed from Yisrael, this daughter of a voice. And so here the Kal mean Shemaiah. Shemaiah is found in Daniel chapter 4 at verse 31. The daughter of a voice. When Rav Ishmael, in the presence of his master, sought to arrange the psalms in their proper order, his master said to him, it is written, even in Psalm 111, verses 7 and 8, all his commandments are sure. They stand conjoined forever and ever. They are done in truth and uprightness. Ma'isei Adayo, Emet U'Mishpat, Ne'emanim Kola Piyakudai, Zimuchim Al'ada Le'olama, Esuyima Be'emeta U'Yashar. The works of his hands are truth and justice. Ma'isei Adayo, Emet U'Mishpat, all his precepts are sure. Ne'emanim Kola Piyakudai, they are established forever and ever. Simukim la'ada le'olam. They are done in truth and uprightness. Esuyim abe'emeta u'yashar. Another comment on a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom his son. Mizmor le'Dawid v'barcho b'nei Avshalom b'no. When did David compose this psalm? When, according to 2 Shmuel, 2 Samuel 15 and 30, it reads, he went up by the ascent of the Mount of Olives and wept as he went up. Ole bima eleya hazetin, ole uboke, went up by the ascent of the Mount of Olives and wept as he went up. Ole bima eleya hazetin, ole uboke. But if David was weeping, how can he have been composing a psalm, a mizmor? And if he was composing a mizmor, a psalm, why was he ubokeh? Why was he weeping? This Rav Abba Bar Kahana answered by a masha, answered by a parable. A king, a melech, even a negus, who became angry at Beno, his son, banished him from his palace. But later sent his son's tutor after him. The tutor went and found him both weeping and singing and asked, why dost thou weep and sing at the same time? He answered, I am weeping because I made my father angry, but I am singing because my father sentenced me not to be slain, but to be banished. And as though it were not enough for me that he did not have me slain, he banished me. in the company of captains and commanders. And here the Midrash notes, when David left Jerusalem, Hushai, Zadok, and Abiathar, and other civil and ecclesiastical officials, joined him. Here, the reference being made to 2 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 32. Why he David ba adaharosh asher aisha tachwe sham lelohim v'hinea likarato achushaya haarkiya karua kultan toa v'adama al rosho. And it came to pass that when David was come to the top of the ascent, where Elohim was used to be worshipped, behold, Hushai the Archite came to meet him with his coat rent, ripped, and earth upon his head. Wadama al Rosho, on his Rosho, his Raz. According to Rav Yudan, however, this is what David said. According to Hosea, chapter 12, verse 13, Jacob fled, as it is said, Jacob, Ya'ikov, fled into the country of Syria. Moshe fled, as it is said even in Shemot in Exodus, chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. Moshe fled from the face of Paro, So the P.E. and the E.T. as Eliyahu, Elijah fled, as it is said, and here the quote referring to 1 Kings, chapter 19, verses 8 to 9, Eliyahu, the Elijah, Elias, arose and went 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mount of Elohim, and he came thither, there, to a cave, and lodged there, And like them, I am fleeing. Thereupon, David recited the verse, even the verse from Psalm 119, verse 52. I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Dekharti mishpatecha me'olam, Yahuwah, wa'eta necham. I remembered thine ordinances, thy judgments, that are of old, O Yahuwah, Jehovah, and have comforted myself. Zekarti ami mishpateka me'olam. I remember thy judgments of old. Zekarti mishpateka me'olam. Yahuwah, O ki hubi huibi, wa etachanan. And have comforted myself. Wa'etachanan, etachanan. As if to say, when I remember the measure of judgment that I, Mishpateka, dealt to those who live before me. It comforts me when I remember the measure of judgment that I did this deal to those who lived before I. Comfort us. When did David speak like this? When, according to 2 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 14, it reads, David said to all his servants that were with him in Jerusalem, arise, let us flee, for else none of us shall escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly, and bring down evil upon us, and smite the city with the edge of the sword. Vayomer David lekol evadayo asher ra'ito abi Yerushalayim. Umu v'ni v'racha ki aloha tehiye lanu v'leitaha mipnei Avshalom maheru ala leketa tena yemahira v'ehi sikan v'ehi icha aleinu et hara'a v'ehi ka ha'ira mipnei yachareb. And David said to all his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, Vayomer David lekol levadayo asher ito abi Yerushalayim, arise and Let us make I and I be Kumu Mibaraha, for else none of us shall escape from Absalom. Kialoa Tipielanua Fileta Nipane Absalom. Make speed. Make speed to depart. Maheru la leket. Maheru la leket. Make speed to depart. Lest he overtake us quickly. Lest he overtake us quickly. Ena yemahir. And bring down evil upon us. Where he seganua. Where hediha. Hediah. Where hediah alenua et hara'a. And smite the city with the edge of the sword. With Ka Ha'ir Yisne Kharet. As to the meaning of the words, let he bring down evil upon us and smite the city with the edge of the sword. Bless he. Pen Yimahir, where he sigano. Where he sigano, less he. Bring down evil. Bring down evil upon us. We chediach aleinu et hara'a. And smite the city and hit and smite and smite the city with the edge of the sword. We hika ha'er lifnei chareb. Rav and Rav Yudan, they differ. Rav maintained that David meant Absalom will bring down the evil of death upon us, upon Aina. We are like the inhabitants of a city, condemned to be smitten, to be hidden with the edge of the sword. And here, for this in the Midrash notes, see and refer to Devarim, to Deuteronomy chapter 13, verses 13 to 18. The word Nidachat, Nidachat, a city condemned to be smitten, to be hidden with the edge of the sword. The Hebrew word Nidachat, Nidachat. This is related by Rav to Hediach, Hediach, Hediach. He brought evil, Hediach. In the next comment, Rav Yudan, he interprets Hediach as scored, scored it, Hediach, scored it. The sense of scoured, scoured it, Hediach, scoured it. But Rav Yudan maintained that David meant the owner of the cup, of the chalice, has begun to scour it and will not stop until he has scoured it thoroughly. And so when David perceived that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, blessed be He, was scouring him clean of his transgressions, he began to compose a song. He began to compose a mizmor, even this mizmor, mizmor gimel, mizmor gamel, Psalm 3. And at just what point in his flight did he begin to compose it? When, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 18, it reads, all his servants passed on beside him, and all the Kerethites, and all the Pelethites. That is that David composed the psalm, the Mizmor, when he was no longer afraid that all his servants would abandon him and go over to Absalom, you know, to Absalom, his son. And all his servants, Wakala Evadaya, all his servants passed on Ovrim, Al Yado, upon his hand, beside Al Yado. Wakala Hakareti, and all the Keretites, Wakala Hapaleti, and all the Pelethites, and all the Gittites, 600 men that came after him from Gath, passed on before the king. We call Hagitim Shesha Merota Isha Sharabaua Be Ragloa Ni Gata of Rima Allah Bene Hamelech. Rav Aibu maintained that Hakreti, that the Kerzites, maintained that the Kerzites were judges of the Sanhedrin, who gave the final verdicts. Keritot, and that Ha-Peleti, that the Pelatites were the judicial experts. Muflae, the Pelati, Ha-Peleti. According to the Rebbeinot, the rabbi, the scholar of Ha-Torah, however, the Pelatites, Ha-Peleti, were the judges, Shofim, of the Sanhedrin, from whose verdict there was no appeal. No appeal. So correctly, the PE, the explanation combines the Keretites with the Hebrew, the Ivrit, karete, to cut, karat, to cut, to decide, and the Peletites with the pale, used in the sense of surpassing, extraordinary, wonderful, pele. Thus, like this, when David heard all his servants say to him, according to the words of 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 15 and 15, behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall choose. Wayomru evavdei hamelech. Wayomru avdei hamelech illa hamelech kukola shara yivhara adoni hamelech hine evadeka. And the king's servants said to the king, Wayomru avdei hamelech illa hamelech, behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall choose. Kukol ashera yivhar Adoni Hamelech Hine evadeka. Hear. From all that he choose, my lord the king, behold, we are your servants. Ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall choose. Whatsoever he shall choose, my lord the king, behold, we are your servants. The order of the evil. Kukol asher yuchar Adoni Hamelech Hine evadeka. Thus he reasoned, when the judicial authority of a ruler is destroyed, when the judicial authority of a ruler is destroyed, his servants do not stand in their prescribed places in his presence, in his face, but in disorder and confusion. They who should stand at his right stand at his left. They who should stand at his left stand at his right. But when they see that his judicial authority is well established, they make certain that they stand in their prescribed places. Thereupon, David said, if my royal authority is destroyed, each one of my servants would not now be standing in his prescribed place. And they concurred, all making obeisance to him, all bowing, worshiping him, making obeisance to him. Just when did they do this? According to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 15 and 32, it reads, when David was come to the top of the mount, where he worshipped Elohim, behold, Hushai, the Archite, came to meet him. Vayehi David ba ad harosh asher yisha tachwe sham le'Elohim. Vehine likarato Hushai ha'arki. Rav Yehuda, Judah, Rav Nehemiah, and the Rebbeinot, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, differed as to the meaning of the archite, as to the meaning of ha-arki, the archite. One said
Hushai was Ha'arki, the archite, because he was one of Dawid's, one of David's highest officials. Hear, Midrash notes, thus deriving archite Ha'arki from the Greek Arke, chief of government, Arke. Another said Ha'arki, the archite, because through him the Beit Dawid, the house of David, was to be put on firm footing. And through him the Beit Dawid, the house of David, was to be kept in good repair. Here in the Midrash notes, Buber suggests that in this comment, archite, Ha'arki, is connected with the Aramaic Arik, to set upright, Arik, referred to Ezra chapter 4, verse 14. The third said, the archite, Ha'arki, after the name of his native city. Now when David perceived that his rule was on a firm footing, he began to recite on these mortals a chant, a song. And when did he begin to recite it? Well, according to 2 Shmuel, 2 Samuel 17:27, it reads, when Dawid was come to Mahanaim, Wayhi akavod Dawid Mahanaima. And it came to pass, Wayhi, when David was come to Mahanaim, Wayhi akavod Dawid Mahanaima. Mahanaim has its dual suffix, being the Ivrit, the Hebrew equivalent of the Greek didymos. Didymos. Didymos means twin camps. Didymos. Shobi, the son of Nahash of Rabbah, of the children of Ammon, as the verse reads on, with Shobi ben Nahash, ne Rabbah, bene Ammon. That Shobi, the son of Nahash of Rabbah, of the children of Ammon, with Shobi ben Nahasha me Rabbah ta bene Ammon. Shobi's real name being Hanun. Why was he called Shobi? Of Hanun, it is said, and it came to pass after this, that the king of the children of Ammon died, and Hanun his son reigned in his stead. And David said, I will show kindness to Hanun, the son of Nahash, as his father showed kindness to me, to I. So David sent by the hand of his servants to comfort him concerning his father. But because Hanun was persuaded that David's servants had come not to honor his late father, but rather to spy out the land, he treated them in an insulting manner and sent them away in disgrace. Here being a reference, see 2 Shmuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 10, verses 1 to 5. Well, if Shobi's real name being Hanun, why was he called Shobi? Rebbe said, because for a time, for an Iowa, he restrained his inclination to do evil. He thus takes Shobi as derived from the verb Yeshev, he restrained. But the sages said, because his repentance, his teshuva, his metanoia, his change of mind, his change of heart and mind, his repentance was genuine. Now they, the sages, the Rebbeinot, the scholars of Torah, they take Shobi as derived from Shuv, to repent, to return from Shuv. And Makir, the son of Amiel of Lo Debar, and Barzillai, the Gileadite of Rogelim, all together began to honor Dawid, So here, the fuller of the verse here from 2 Samuel, chapter 17, verse 27, Wayehi akavod Dawid, ma chanaima, with shoriya bena nahasha, me rabata bene amona, ua makira bena amiela, miloa devara, Ua bara zilaya ha gila adia ne rogalim. And it came to pass when David was come to Mahanaim that Shobi the son of Nahash of Rabbah of the children of Ammon, and Machir the son of Amiel of Lodavar, and Barzillai the Gileadite of Regolim, Rogeli. Furthermore, it says, they, here, 2 Samuel chapter 17, verse 28-29, they brought beds and basins and earthen vessels and wheat and barley and meal and parched corn and beans and lentils and parched pulse and honey and curd and sheep and cheese of king for Dawid, for David, and for the people that were with him. For they said, the people is hungry and faint and thirsty. For they said, the people is hungry and faint and thirsty. Bamibar in the wilderness. Mishkava wisapota ukalia yotera. We fitima ua se orima. We emacha. We alia ua fola. Wa itashima. We ali. U devasha. We chema. We son. Ua sefo. U shefota bakara. He is the shoe lit dawi. We lahama shara itoa. Lekola kiamru, ha'am ra'eva, we aifa, we sani vaniba. The beds were couches of down. The basins were jugs of wine. The earthen vessels came from Beit Rameta, came from Beit Rameta, a city east of Yarden of Jordan, identified with Delta Anan. In Numbers, Bamidbar, Numbers 32-36, where presumably fine earthen vessels were made. And here the Aruch connection there. The wheat and barley were made of usual variety, that is to say, the wheat and the barley are to be understood in the ordinary sense. The parched corn was shatita, a dish made of the flour of roasted ears of corn mixed with honey. The beans and the lentils were of the usual kind. The parched pulse was roasted ears of corn. The honey, the curd, and the sheep were of the usual kind. And the cheese of king was a special kind of cheese made out of cow's milk and called torin, because not even a fly can keep its footing upon it. Presumably so rich in fat that it was slippery. As soon as David saw the offerings of these men, he began to say, these are men I was afraid of, but they are making peace with me. Surely not of their own desire, but because Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but because the Holy One, blessed be He, has made them seek peace, seek shalom with me, seek shalom with I. These are the men. These are the men. Barzillai, like Shobi, was regarded as a ratchet man, a wicked man, who wasted the years of his manhood in immoral living. But he says, these are the men I was afraid of, but they are making peace, shalom with me, with I. Surely not of their own desire, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made them seek peace with me. As it is said, even in Mashal, the Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 16, verse 7, that reads, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Yirutzota Yahwa Barakeish Gamoy Bayo Yashlim Yito. When a man's ways please Jehovah, be a result of Yahuwah, Darkeish. He maketh his enemies to be at peace with him. Dam, Oibayo, Yashlim, Eto, to be at peace with him. Yashmin, Yashmin, he told. Thereupon, Dawid began to recite Mizmoro, his song. Mizmor le Dawid de Barho, Mipne Avshalom de No. A psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. So David and his men went in the way, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 13, A part. This verse concludes the early account of Dawid of David's flight from Absalom, during which David encountered Shimei and was cursed by him, reference 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 16, verses 5 to 12. Wayelek Dawid, why Nashayo Badarek? So David and his men went in the way. Wayelek Dawid, why Nashayo Badarek? Is it conceivable that they flew in the air? Why then should scripture have specified that they went Badarek, in the way, Badarek, in the way, to make it plain that they went in the way of humility, that they went in the way of humility. Wayelek Dawid, why Nashayo Badarek? And Shimei went along the rib of the hill. And Shimei went along the hillside over against him. With Shimaiya Holekta de Elaa Hahara Le Omato Halok. The word rib, the word rib, and Shimei went along the rib, this Elah, this Elah, with Shimaiya Holeka, this Elah. Rib intimating that Shimei went along. He recalled to Dawid the incident of the rib. The Elah, the word Elah, rib, is taken to refer to Bathsheba, Bathsheba, who being a woman was descended from Hawa, from Eve, created from Adam's rib. So Shimei went along the rib of the hill, with Shimaiya Holeka this Elah Hahar. David, by which David was to say, I had been made ready for the rib, according to Psalm 38 and 18. I had been made ready for the rib. Kiani this Elah Nakon. Actually, I am ready to haul. Kiani lit Elah Nakon. For I am ready for the rib. I have been made ready for the rib. For I am ready to haul. Kiani lit Elah Nakon. By this, Dawid meant to declare to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be you. Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master. It is revealed and known to B.I. that Bathsheba, that Bathsheba, was held ready for me from the 6 days of creation, yet she was given to me for sorrow. My sorrow is continually before me. Umakovia negdiatani, and my pain is continually before me. Umakovia negdiatani. And David was to instruct and point out to Shlomo, to Solomon Beno, his son, and say to him, according to 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 8a, Shimei abused me with grievous abuse in the day when I went to Mahanaim. Wihimeya imaka. Shimei abused me with grievous Nimretzet, with grievous abuse in the day when I went to Mahanaim. Wahoo, Kilalania Kilala Nimretzet, Beyoma Lakatia Mahanaim. How is Nimretzet grievous, Nimretzet to be understood? As an acrostic, literally the notarikon, a method of exegesis whereby each letter of a word is taken as the initial letter and abbreviation of another word. As an acrostic or notarikon, the letter N, Nun, stands for Noach, adulterer. The letter M, Mim, name for Moabite. The letter R, Reish, for Rotseach, murderer, Rotseach. The letter Adai, for Orer, persecutor, Orer. And the letter T, Pau, for Toeba, abomination. Shimei had previously said to Dawid, even in 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 8, "Behold, thou art taken in thy own mischief. Behold, thou art taken in thine own mischief." And what was he referring to in saying, "Thou art taken in thine own mischief"? According to Rav Abba Bar Kahana, to Bathsheba's canopy litter that Dawid had along with him. Later he pleaded, even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 19, verses 20-21, "Let not my Lord remember that which thy servant did iniquitously the day when my Lord the king Adoni Hamelech went out of Jerusalem. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned, I have uttered. Therefore, behold, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Yosef, the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet Adoni Hamelech, to meet my Lord the king." And later Shimei pleaded, "Vayomer il hameleka ala yachshav li Adoni avon with ala tizkoret asher e'wa abdeka bayom asher yata Adoni hameleka mi Yerushalayma lasuma hameleka iladino." And he said to the king, Make not my Lord impute iniquity to me, neither do thou remember that which thy servant did iniquitously the day that my Lord the king went out of Jerusalem, that the king should take it to his heart." Vayomer il hamelech, and he said to the king, "Allah yachshav li Adoni Avona with Alatis Koreta Shara Hewa Abdekava Yo Asha Yata Doni Hamelek Yerushalayim Lasum Hameleka Illadino. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned, that I have uttered. Kia Yada'a Abdeka Kiani Hatati. Khatati, I have upped up, I have sinned. Ki yada'a abdeka, ki ani yachataiti. Wihine baiti hayoma, rishona lekol beit yosefa, la redet, likrata doni hamelech. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned, I have upped up. Therefore behold, wihine, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet my Lord the King. Wehine baeti hayom arishona lekol beit Yosefa la redet Likrata Doni Hamelech. Shimei, Shimei, he pleaded after Absalom's death. Shimei met Dawi at the Yarden, at the Jordan, and that is how he asked for his forgiveness.
مزمور لداويد ببرحو مبني أفشالوم بنو أدوناي ما ربو صراي ربيم قميم علي ربيم أمرم لنفسي إن يشوعة لو ولهم سينا ואתה אדוני מגן בעדי כבודי ומרים ראשי קולי אל אדוני אקרא ויענני מהר קודשו סנה אני שכבתי וישנה הכיסותי כי אדוני ישמחני לא אירא מרבבות עם אשר סביב שטו עלי קומה אדוני הושיעני אלוהי כי הכית את כל אויבי לחי שיני רשעים שיברת לאדוני הישועה על עמך ברכתך סלע בין רינות מזמור לדוד בקוראי ענני אלוהי צדקי בשר הרחבת לי חונני ושמע תפילתי בני איש עד מכבודי לכלימה תאהבו נוריך תבקשו חזה וסלע ודעו כי הפלא אדוני חסיד לו אדוני ישמע בקוראי אליו רחזו ואל תחטאו אמרו בלבבכם על משכבכם ודומו סלע זבחו זבחי צדק ובטחו אל אדוני רבים אומרים מי יראינו טוב נשא עלינו אור פניך אדוני נתת שמחה בלבי מעת דרנם ותירושם רבו בשלום יחדיו אשכבה ואישן כי אתה אדוני לבדד לבטח תושיבני Thank you.
Shalom, Chavarim. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah, 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 Selah.
מזמור גימל. מזמור לדוד, בבורחו מפני אבשלום בנו. אדוני, מה רבו צרי, רבים קמים עליי, רבים אומרים לנפשי, הן ישועת לו, ואלוהים סלע. ואתה, אדוני, מגן בעדי, כבודי ומרים ראשי. קולי אל אדוני אקרא, ויעמני מהר קודשו סלע. אני שכבתי ואישנה הקיצותי, כי אדוני ישמחני. לא אירא מרבבות עם, אשר סביב שעתו עליי. קומה אדוני הושעני, אלוהי, כי הקיטה את כל אויבי לחי. שיני רשעים שברת, לאדוני הישועה, על עמך וברכתך סלע.
מזמור סוס כלג'ו קבי כלומפי תבשש גזי ידעוית מזמור אביתו ימיאס צ'ן קוין מנינגע בזו בנילה ימיק עמות בזו נאצ' בזו סוויץ' נפסין አምላክሽ አያድንሽም ማለት አንተ ግን አቤቱ መጠጊያዬ ነህ ክብሬንና ራሴንም ከፍ ከፍ የምታደርገው አንተ ነህ በቃሌ ወደ እግዚአብሔር ጮሃለሁ ከተቀደሰ ተራራውም ይሰማኛል እኔ ተኛሁ አንቀላፋሁም እግዚአብሔርም ደግፎኛልና ነቃ ከሚከቡኝ ከአላፍ ህዝብ አልፈራ ተነስ አቤቱ አምላኬ ሆይ አድነኝ አንተ የጠላቶችን መንጋጋ መስተሃልና የክፎችንም ጥርስ ሰብርሃልና ማዳን እግዚአብሔር ነው በረከትህም በሕዝብህ ላይ ነው
Psalm 3 Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah, 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 Selah.
ברחו מפני אבשלום בנו. אדוני מרבות שרי רבים קמים עלי רבים אומרים לנפשי אין ישוע אתה לא באלוהים צלה ואתה אדוני מגן בעדי בודי ומרים ראשי קולי אל אדוני אקרא ויענני מאר קודשו שלה אני שכבתי ואישנה רק יסוסי כי אדוני יצמיחני לא ירא מרבבותם אשר סביב שתו עליי שתו עליי קומה אדוני הושיעני אלוהי כי הכית את כל אויבי לכי שיני רשעים שיברת לאדוני הישוע על עמך ברכתך צלע ברכתך צלע למנצח בנגינות מזמור לדוד וקוראים ענני אלוהי תפקי בצער נחפת לי חנני ושמעת תפילתי בני איש עד מה כבודי לך לי מטה אבון ריק תבקשו כזב צלע ולו כי יתלה אדוני חסיד לו אדוני שמע וקורי אליו תגזו ואל תשאו אם הוא בלבבכם על משכבכם ודומו צלע דיברו דברי צדק ודיברו אל אדוני רבים אומרים ירנו טוב נעשה עלינו אור פניך אדוני נתת שמחה בליבי מאת גנם ותירו שם רבו בשלום ידע ושבה ואישן כי אתה אדוני לבדד לבטח תושיבני לבטח תושיבני לבטח תושיבני
Fasika, Fasika, type of Moshiach, Messiah, our Redeemer. So what is Pesach? Passover, Passover, Pesach.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd, 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 one shepherd.
I'm going to testify.
Psalm 3.
Mizmor Gimal, Gimal. Mizmor le David, bevorcho mipene Avshalom beno, 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 beno.
Lord, Lord.
Adonai, 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 Adonai.
How are they increased that trouble me, that trouble me, that trouble me?
Adonai, ma rabbu tsarai, 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 tsarai.
Many are they that rise up against, rise up against, rise up against, rise up against.
Rabbim kamim alai, 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 alai.
Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me.
I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah, 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 Selah.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh did to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh did to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them. Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them.
And here we have the psalm, the standing psalm for the day here. It's the third day of this new Shavuot, but we're still in the Isla season, the holy season right here. So that takes precedence, the sixth day of the unleavened bread. But here to fulfill all righteousness, Psalm 82, as chanted in the temple of
Psalm
Jerusalem.
82.
Mizmor Pevet. Mizmor le'asavor 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 le'asavor.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev
Elohim
yishpot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. 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 Inherit all nations.
The Lion of shall break every chain. The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Lion of Judah shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering
shall come to pass when your son shall ask you, what meaneth y'all? by this service. Hear, hear, for day six of unleavened bread.
And it shall come to pass when your children, when your sons shall say to you, Ma ha evoda hazot lakem, what mean you ye by this service, by this evoda?
You shall say to them,
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
So here for day six, we have from the Torah reading, appointed to be read on the sixth day, Numbers chapter 9, focus verses 1 to 14, and Numbers chapter 28, focus verses 19 to 25. So make we ride up right here, day six.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. Chapter 9. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the first month of the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Let the children of Israel also keep the Passover at his appointed season. In the 14th day of this month, at even, he shall keep it in his appointed season. According to all the rites of it, and according to all the ceremonies thereof, shall ye keep it. And Moses spake unto the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover. And they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month at even in the wilderness of Sinai. According to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so did the children of Israel. And there were certain men who were defiled by the dead body of the man that they could not keep the Passover on that day. And they came before Moses and before Aaron on that day, and those men said unto him, We are defiled by the dead body of a man. Wherefore are we kept back, that we may not offer an offering of the Lord in his appointed season among the children of Israel? And Moses said unto them, Stand still, and I will hear what the Lord will command concerning you. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If any man of you or of your posterity shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, or be in a journey afar off, yet he shall keep the Passover unto the Lord. The 14th day of the second month, at even, they shall keep it, and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall leave none of it unto the morning, nor break any bone of it. According to all the ordinances of the Passover, they shall keep it. But the man that is clean, and is not in a journey, and forbeareth to keep the Passover, even the same soul shall be cut off from among his people. Because he brought not the offering of the Lord in his appointed season, that man shall bear his sin. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you and will keep the Passover unto the Lord, according to the ordinance of the Passover and according to the manner thereof, so shall he do. He shall have one ordinance both for the stranger and for him that was born in the land. 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 Was born in the land.
Yeah, man, oh! Fireball! Fireball, the mulatto! Fireball!
When I say more, you say fire! More!
Fire!
Flash! Perfect! Blessed! More fire! More fire!
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Chapter 28, chapter 28, chapter 28, chapter 28, chapter 28, chapter 28. But ye shall offer a sacrifice made by fire for a burnt offering unto the Lord, two young bullocks and one ram, and seven lambs of the first year. They shall be unto you without blemish, and their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil. 3/10 deals shall ye offer for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram. A several 10th deal shalt thou offer for every lamb throughout the seven lambs, and one goat for a sin offering to make an atonement for you. Ye shall offer these beside the burnt offering in the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. After this manner, ye shall offer daily throughout the 7 days the meat of the sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. It shall be offered beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And on the 7th day, ye shall have an holy convocation. He shall do no servile work.
No servile work. No servile work. No servile work. No servile work. No servile work. No servile work.
Wise, flush. Perfect. Blessed. Messiah.
Babylon burning. Babylon burning. Babylon burning. They have no water. Fire.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
About dearest, well, me say nothing fool, no quarrel about. Got from your clean, send the fire now go burn your house, dearest. Well, nothing fool, no worry about dearest. Nothing to confuse about dearest. Well, me say nothing fool, no quarrel about. I even let the dirty, send the fire still a purge out. Now I got them red, but the fire got burn them red, and the same fire got burn them red. Hey, give me the fire, make me serve them. Hey, give me the, hey, give me the, yo. One fire children, you feel come on the fire jam. Come on the fire school, say fire education. Me teach a fire woman and me teach a fire man. Give them the fire foot, give them the fire hand. Well, me a fire hood when me give them the jam. And I me give them the fire meditation. Gun Babylon, gun Scotland, gun Pentagon, gun Vatican, gun confusion, gun dissolution, gun temptation, gun destruction, gun pollution, gun malfunction, gun temptation, gun dissolution. Burn corruption, the Queen of England, burn Scotland, St. Paul the Second, burn everything we're wrong, and burn them clan, burn confusion, and burn Satan, and we go burn Bugaman, burn lesbian, them who agree with me would not push up on the hand, yo, kuya, 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 when they see me with the fire, kuya, 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 again. Kuya 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 when they see me with the fire. Kuya 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 when me burn the world a worker. Kuya 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 when me burn the vampire. Kuya 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 again. Not no fool no worry about David. Nothing to confuse about David. We not no fool no quarrel about. Got from your clean set the fire now go burn your about David. Not no fool no worry about David. Nothing to confuse about David. We not no fool no quarrel about. Kuya 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 when they see me with the fire. Kuya kuya kuya. Wala 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 wala. Yeah. Yo. I want them them red. But the fire got burn them red. And the same fire got burn them red. Hey, give me the fire, make me serve them. Hey, give me the, hey, give me the, hey, give me the power get red. But the fire got burn them red. And the same fire got burn them red. Hey, give me the fire, make me serve them. Hey, give me the, yo, yo. Well, me say, ooh, fight. The fire, them same one go blow up. Who fight the fire, them same one go corrupt. Who fight the fire, them same one don't give up. Who fight the fire, them same one go give up. Who fight the fire, them same one go blow up. Who fight the fire, them go lick up and mash up. Who fight the fire, same one have to go pack up. Who fight the fire, them same one go yo, yo. Kuya 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 when them see me with the fire. Kuya 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 when me burn the vampire. Kuya 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 when me burn the backstabber. Kuya kuya kuya. kuya kuya when me sunne with the fire. Kuya 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 when me bully will be woke up. Kuya 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 when me bully vampire with the kuya. Kuya, your training, you fi come to the fire school. Emperor Celestia, yeah, he teach me the rule. Fire with me like no woman man can't cool. Fire with me like no mama girl can't cool. This chick Celestia, yeah, this is send him a fool. Can't come sit up on the king like the soul. Emperor Celestia, yeah, he teach me the rule.
Why? We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken. Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus
Christos.
Yes. The appointed reading for the sixth day. Looking forward to the seventh and the Messiah's feast. Even looking forward to the Fastika coming up on the first day, Sunday. Forward, forward, forward.
No, I'm not.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Here, Shema Israel. Yes, more on Psalm 3, today's daily song, very interesting here in the season, reason for the season, but look at more fire, a little more fire, all that. Jabka Man and Ninja Man.
Jabka Production. What it is? Rise the All Nation. Jabka Man. Alongside Ninja Man. Beat him in the one. Dance the ball, dance and go. Ninja Man.
Every time we keep the fire blazing.
Judgment from Babylon.
Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Shama.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Oh, when me look at me see pagan, look at the great tribulation. Look at my worship Satan, me have to call unto the Almighty One. Catch the song. Oh, when me look at me see pagan, look at the great tribulation. Look at my worship Satan, me have to call unto the Almighty One. Tell the song, tell the Lord, I'm light and my salvation. In the God me trust, me not fear no man. And Jesus said, it's a dead breath that fear I stand. And all the wrong I think in sin. Jump, come on.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Judgment.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon. Jabka Man alongside Ninja Man with new collaboration. Number one in a radio station. Sky, I don't know that a real foundation. Celebration, boom. Bad side them to pull up selector. When they come again, that's a lyrical culture. We no like bad man, we burn Babylon. Tell the whole of them, them a must understand.
Jabka Man.
Every time we keep the fire blazing.
Hotter, hotter.
Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Listen to Islam.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Balls, fire, fire, bad blood. Burn Babylon, now with them one heart of God. Balls, fire, fire, bad blood. Burn Babylon, show them love away with them yaga balls. Fire, fire, bad blood. Burn Babylon, now with them one heart of God. Balls, fire, fire, bad blood. Burn Babylon, show them love away with them understand. Burn Babylon, now with them destruction. Burn Babylon with fornication. Burn Babylon, now with them contention. Burn Babylon, now with them confusion.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon. Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Who be the one to tell them all?
We keep the fire blazing.
Rise and feed the rising.
Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Burn Babylon.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Burn Babylon with them foolishness. Burn Babylon with them wrong direction. Burn Babylon with them fornication. Burn Babylon where you worship Satan. Burn Babylon with everything. When it comes to fire, no ask about ninja man. When it comes here, teach your nation. Teach your right and me teach you what's wrong. I got ball fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon with them one not a blood. Ball fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon show them love. Oi, where them a see? Babylon want to eat earth from the meat.
Yeah,
the sound a come from east and west, and the sound a come from north and south.
Shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word.
Now we don't rub up and play, and you know that, okay? Welcome down!
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
ሚያይነ አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያይነን ጌታ ኤል ሮኢም ሚያይነ አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያይነን ጌታ ኤል ሮኢም ሚያይነ አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያይነን ጌታ ኤል ሮኢም
Now we don't rub up and play, and you know that, okay?
For with stammering lips and another tongue, For with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue,
to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme.
For with stammering lips and another tongue.
Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani came up from Babylonia in order to inquire about the meaning of three passages in Scripture. About the meaning of three passages. Now, the third passage he inquired about was the conclusion of Shimei's speech, where Shimei, after Absalom's death, Shimei met David at the Yardane, the Jordan, and asked for his forgiveness. Let not my Lord remember that which thy servant did iniquitously, the day that my lord the king went out of Jerusalem. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned, I have ucked up. Therefore, behold, I am come this day the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet my lord the king. According to 2 Shmuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 19, verses 20 to 21. Vayomer il hamelech. And he said to the king, Vayomer il hamelech, to the king, Al yachshav li, Adoni, let not my lord impute iniquity to me. Al yachshav li, Adoni, Aron, iniquity, Aron. With Allah tizkora, neither do thou remember. With Allah tizkora, eta ashera he awa eva avdeka. Bayom asher yatsa Adoni Hamelech mi Yerushalayim. Neither do thou remember that which thy servant did iniquitously, the day that my lord the king went out of Jerusalem. La sum hameleka illa libo, that the king should take it to heart, for thy servant doth know that I have sinned, that I have ucked up. Ki yada'a avdeka, Ki ani chatayati. I have fucked up. Behold, with hine. Look, see, here it is. Vayeti hayoma rishona lekol beit Yosef la redeta likrata Adoni HaMelech. Therefore, behold, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet my lord the king. Wehine baeti hayoma rishon likol beit Yosef la redet likrata Adoni HaMelech. So Rav Shmuel Samuel bar Nachmani came up from Babylonia in order to inquire about the meaning of three passages in scripture. Upon meeting Yonatan, Isha Habriya, he first asked him, what is the translation of Parazon? In the verse, Parazon ceased in Yisrael, they ceased until that I, Deborah arose. That I arose, a mother in Israel, a mother in Israel, according to Judges 5 and 7. Jonathan replied, Parazon means the small villages that were destroyed in the time the Iowa of Sisera, but that when Deborah arose, became mother cities in Israel. Now it was seen, according to the Midrash notes that Shakamti is here understood as a causative, until that I, Deborah, caused to rise, Shakamti, caused to rise, caused each of them to arise as a mother city in Israel, as a mother city in Israel. It is so translated in the verse in Devarim in Deuteronomy 3 and 5. Beside villages, Perazi, a great many. The second thing that Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Samuel bar Nachmani asked Jonathan, why is it written, according to Daniel 9 and 9, to the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him. Should not the verse give as the reason for Ha'el, the true good, the true God, for Elohim's mercy, that, quote, we have obeyed his law, end quote? Jonathan replied, Scripture puts it rightly. When a laborer deals faithfully with his master and his master pays him his hire as is customary, what reason is there for the laborer to be grateful to his master? When ought he be grateful to him? When he does not deal faithfully with his master, and yet his master does not withhold any of his hire. Hence here, Daniel said, to the Lord our God belong mercies and forgivenesses, for I and I have rebelled against him. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Samuel bar Nachmani asked further, have you in all your life ever seen any who kept rebelling against their king, and yet for whom HaMelech, the king, kept on providing sustenance? Jonathan replied, yes, those of whom it is written, even in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 18, verse 20, the B part, verse 21, the A part, of whom it is written, our fathers, yea, when they had made them a molten calf and had wrought great provocations, yet thou, withheldest not thy manna, manhu, withheldest not thy manna from their mouths. Yea, 40 years didst thou, sustain them in the wilderness in the Midbar. Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Simeon ben Yochai, he said, our fathers made 13 molten calves for themselves, one for each tribe, and one owned in common by all the tribes. as is implied in the words. In the words, even here from Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 18, they had made them a molten calf and said, "This is thy God that brought thee up out of Egypt, out of Mitzrayim, and had also wrought great provocations." The molten calf, Egel Maaseka, that was owned in common by all the tribes, contained 125 talents of gold, this being the numerical value of the letters, the Ivrit, the Hebrew letters in the word Maaseka, Maaseka, and Maaseka by Gematria, a kind of cryptography concerned with the numerical, the number, the numerical values of the letters, especially here the Ivrit, the Hebrew letters in a word. In the word Maaseka, Maaseka, molten, Egel Maaseka, the molten calf. In the word Maaseka, the mean, Samek, the cough, the hay. The mean is 40. Samek, 60. Kaf, 20. The hay, 5, according to Gematria. In the statement, they had made them a Maaseka, Egel, Egel Maaseka, a molten Egel, a molten calf. Nevertheless, on the very day of their making the molten calves, manna came down for our fathers, our patriarchs. This proves the truth of the verse, even in Daniel and Daniel 9 and 7. O Lord, charity belongeth to thee, to the eye. For despite their provocations, according to Nehemiah 9 and 20, thou, the eye, withheldest not thy manna from their mouths. When Rav Yehuda Halevi, Judah the Levite ben Rav Shalom, came to Babylonia, he said that according to Rav Berechiah's teaching, there was still more to be told. He said, there is still more to be told because as the manna came down for them, they kept setting it as a sweet savor before the molten calves. And yet the manna did not cease. Yet the manna still did not cease coming. Here, an exceeding difficult passage, according to the Midrash notes. For the elucidation of that, I'm indebted, here says, to Dr. Saul Lieberman. Amar lo, the Hebrew amar lo, is taken to mean he said, amar lau, ad kan, literally to such extent. This is rendered freely as, there is still more to be told. Taking the words amar lau, he said, and ad kan, literally to such extent, to be rendered, there is still more. There is still more to be told. There is still more to be told. As Yechezkel, Ezekiel said in Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 19, my bread also that I gave thee, fine flour and oil and honey wherewith I fed thee, thou didst even set it before them for a sweet savor. And thus, and like this it was, saith the Lord God. What is meant by, and thus it was, and like this it was, and thus it was. Wilachmi asher natati alak, soleta wa shemen ua debasha, he ekalatik. Ua netati hua lifnehem le reyacha niyahoach. Waihi nuum Adonai Yahweh. So what is meant by waihi, and thus it was waihi, that though they set it before the molten calves, the manna still came down. You must admit, therefore, that Daniel was right to stand up and declare in Daniel 9 and 9, to the Lord our God belong mercies and forgivenesses. For we have rebelled against him. Aladonai Eloheinu harachmin v'hasalichot ki maradnu bo. For to the Lord Adonai, to Adonai, I and I Elohim, mercies and forgivenesses, though we have rebelled against him. La Adonai Eloheinu harachemim v'has lichot ki maradnu bo. Finally, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani asked Rav Yonatan, finally, the paragraph returns to Rav Yonatan's answer to Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani. Finally, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani asked Rav Yonatan, what did Shimei mean when he said to David HaMelech, when he said to King David in 2 Samuel chapter 19 verses 20 to 21, let not my Lord remember that which thy servant did iniquitously the day that my Lord the King went out of Jerusalem, for thy servant doth know that I have sinned. Therefore, behold, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet the Lord my King. Rav Yonatan, Jonathan replied, how have you in Babylonia explained it? Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani said, this is how we, I and I, explain it. When Shimei fell down before David, before David, he said, as the righteous Joseph rewarded his brothers with kindness, even though they had dealt ill with him, so do thou, like Joseph, reward I with kindness, even though I dealt ill with thee. Rav Yonatan, Jonathan said to Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, you explain these verses well. Yet listen also to this fine comment on them. What is meant by the house of Joseph in the phrase, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph? Ba'ati hayom rishona lekol beit Yosef. All Israel is meant by the name Yosef, by the name Joseph. For even Judah is so called, as is said even in Amos in Amos 5:15, where it reads, it may be that the Lord, the God of hosts, will be gracious to the remnant of Yosef, to the remnant of Joseph. And so Shimei was saying to David, all Yisrael has dealt ill with thee, with the eye, and I more so than anyone else. Now all Yisrael sits waiting for whatever mercy thou mayest show me, the eye mayest show I. And if thou dost accept my contrition, call Yisrael, all of Israel will come forward and make peace with thee and make peace with the eye. This is the comment on, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet the Lord my King. Ba'ati hayoma rishona lekol beit Yosef la redeta likrata Adoni HaMelech. When David heard Shimei, he began to recite a psalm of David, Mizmor LeDawid. Yahuwah, Mahrabu Tzarai, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me, that trouble I. Yahuwah, Mahrabu Tzarai. Here, Mizmor Gimel, Mizmor Gamel. Here, Hebraically, the second verse, the A part of the verse, Yahuwah, Ma Rabbu Tzarai, Jehovah, how many are mine adversaries become? How are they increased that trouble me, that trouble I, Yahuwah, Mahrabu Tzarai. Elsewhere, David himself said, as in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 5 to 6, the man shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. Elsewhere, David himself said, Haish, the man, Haish, Ve'eta ha-kivsa yishalem, Araba etai, Aikev, Asher, Asa, Eta ha-davar hazeh, Ve'al Asher, Lo hamal, the man, and he shall restore the lamb. Ve'eta ha-kivsa yishalem, restore the lamb fourfold. Araba etayim aikev, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold. Haish, ve'eta ha-kivsa yishalem araba etayim aikev, because he did this thing. Asher asa eta ha-davar, and because he had no pity. Because he did this thing, Asher asa et hadavar hazeh, hadavar, the thing, the word, the matter, the this, Asher asa et hadavar hazeh, and because he had no pity, we'al Asher lo hamal. According to Rav Yehuda Bar Hanina, Judah Bar Hanina, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, said to David, thou, the I, didst commit adultery once. 16 women in thy family will suffer rape. Thou didst murder once. 16 of thy kindred will be murdered. Fourfold? Nay, nah. Four times four. Four times four. Here, here, here we have the dual suffix of the Hebrew word. Arba'itayim, 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 usually rendered as fourfold, is taken to imply the square of four, arba'itayim, that is four times four, arba'itayim. The victims, who were the victims of all the rapes and murders, is not specified. We're bringing it out here in the Midrash. And according to Rav Yehoshua, Joshua, David said to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, Lord, how are mine adversaries increased? Yahuwah, Maharabu Tzarai, how are mine adversaries increased? The word adversary, Tzarai, Tzarai, adversary, the word adversary is taken in the sense of adversity. Because here in the Hebrew, sarai can be adversaries, but it also can be adversity. Adversity or adversities. Yahuwah, maharabu sarai. How are mine adversities? How are mine adversities increase? Yahuwah, maharabu sarai. Had a stranger taken over my throne, it would have been a great adversity for me. Or had Bani, my son, seized the throne of a stranger, it would have been a great adversity for me, for I. But since it is my own son who is taking over my throne, Lord, how are mine adversities increase? Yahuwah, marabu sarai. Had a stranger raped my concubines, it would have been a great adversity for me, for I. But since it is my own son who has raped my concubines, Yahuwah, Maharabu Sarai, Jehovah, how are mine adversities increase? Had a stranger slain Bini, my son, it would have been a great adversity for me, for I. But since it is my own son who has slain my son, Yahuwah, Maharabu Sarai, Jehovah, how are mine adversities increase, become nuff nuff, maharabu, how nuff, sarai, how nuff mine adversities. Avshalom, Absalom slew Amnon. Avshalom slew Amnon. Reference 2 Samuel chapter 13. How great are they that rise up against me? How great are they that rise up against I? Rabim, Kamim, Alai. How great, Rabim. The Hebrew word Rabim, many, nuf nuf, Rabim, is taken in this context to mean the great ones, the Rabim, 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 Kamim, Alai. How great are they, how the great ones rise up against I. How great are they that rise up against I. Rabim, Kamim, Alai. Great of stature and great in learning. Great of stature was Shobach. Shobach, one of David's adversaries. Refer to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 10, verse 16. He was called Shobach because he stood as high as a dovecote. Shobach, Shobach. He was also called Shofach, Shofach. Now, here referred to 1 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 16. Apparently, the two names that this Aramean general bore led the rabbis, Rebbenat, to surmise that both names were pseudonymous. Shofach, because he shed shofek, shofek. He shed blood, damim, dam. He shed blood, shofek. Of such stature was Goliath, Goliath, whom it is said, even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 4, his height was 6 cubits and a span. And Shaul and Saul, of whom it is said in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 2, from his shoulders and upward, he was higher than any of the people. And of Saul, of whom it is said in 1 Samuel 9 and 2, from his shoulders and upward, he was higher than any of Ha'am, than any of the people. Great, Rabim, great in learning was Doeg and Achitophel. As to Doeg, dog, he was chief of the high court. For it is said even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel 21 and 8, Doeg, Ha'edomi, Doeg, the Edomite, the chiefest of the herdmen of the people that belong to Shaul, of the people that belong to Saul. The word herdmen is sometimes used in the sense of the leaders of the people, the shepherds, pastors of the people, herdmen, sense of leaders of Ha'am, leaders of the people. And as to Achitophel, it is written, even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 16:23. Now, the counsel of Achitophel that he counseled in those days was as if a man had inquired at the oracle of God. Why it's at Achitophel Asherah Ya'atza Bayamim Ahahem Ka'asherah Yishallah Bi'edavar Ha'elohim Ken Kola it's at Achitophel Gam Le'Dawid Gam Le'Avshalom. Now the counsel of Achitophel that he counseled in those days, why it's at Achitophel Asher Ya'atza Bayamim Hahem, was as if a man inquired, sought, seek, inquire of the word of God. Ka'asher Yishal Bi Davar Ha'elohim. So was all the counsel of Achitophel. Ken, call it at Achitophel. Both with David and with Absalom, Gam le David, Gam le Avshalom, also of David, with David, Gam le Dawit, Gam also le Avshalom, with Absalom. And here, since here the word man is only read but not actually written in scripture. Literally here the word man is a kere, not a ketiv, according to 2 Samuel 16:23, where it is said, was as if a man, as if a man. Here the word man is only read but not actually written in the scripture. Was as if a man inquired of God. What is written is Ka'asher, it is like that Ka'asher, Yish'al, one who seeks, one who inquires, ask, Yish'al be davar, in the word Ha'Elohim, who ask in the word, the logos of Elohim. But the word man is not actually written. It is intimated thereby that Achitophel was not like a man, but like a malaak, an angel. Accordingly, David said of Achitophel, even in Psalm 55, Hebraically verses 12 to 14, this is what David said of Achitophel. It was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it, but it was thou, the I, a man mine equal, my guide and my familiar friend. We took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of God in company. And David said of Achitophel, Ki Eloye ye harfeini we esa, for it was not an enemy, not an enemy. Ki Eloye, it was not an enemy. Ye harfeini, that taunteth I, we esa, then I could have borne it. Lo misanaiya alaya higdil we esatira mimenu. Neither was it mine adversary, was it my hater, mine adversary. Lo misani alayahi gadil, that did magnify himself against I, alayahi gadil. Then I would have hid myself from him. We satir mimenu, then I would have hid myself from him. Where ata enosha k'erki alufi uame yudai, but it was thou the I. Where ata was the I male enosh k'erki, it was the I, a man mine equal, mortal man mine equal. Where ata enosh k'erki alufi, my companion alufi. Oh, me Yudai, and my familiar, me Yudai, and my familiar friend. We took sweet counsel together. In the house of God, we walked with the throng. Asher Yachdau, Namtika Sod. We took sweet counsel together. Asher Yachdau, Namtik Sod. In the house of God, Beveit Elohim, we walked with the throng. Nehalek b'ragesh. Nehalek b'ragesh. Hence, here, David said, Lord, how are mine adversities increase? How great are they that rise up against me, that rise up against I? Yahuwah marabu tzarai, rabim kamim alai. How great are they that say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, ever. How great are they that say of my soul, rabim omrim lenafshi, there is no help for him in God, ever. Ain Yeshuataha lo Belohim Selah. The word and the rendering ever for the Hebrew Selah is based on ancient rabbinic trod and tradition rather than on etymology. So here the Selah is taken as ever in the context of there is no help for him and God ever. Ein Yeshua Tahalo Belohim Selah. Rav Shmuel Samuel interpreted this verse as referring to Doeg, Dog, and Achitophel. Great are they in learning that say. What is it that they say? Great are they, Rabim, in learning, Omrim, that say, the sayers, and what is it that they say? Is it possible that a man who took the ewe lamb, the female lamb, murdered its shepherd, and caused Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, to die, the Chareb, by the sword, can make amends? No, there is no help for him in God ever. Ein Yeshua Tahalo Belohim Selah. But thou, the I, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. Ve'atah Yahuwah Magen Ba'idi Kovodi U'merim Roshi. By this David, David meant, though thou, Yahuwah, Jehovah, dost agree with Doeg and with Achitophel, for thou, the I, didst write in Torateka, in the I, Torah, according to Vayikra, Leviticus 20 and 10, both the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. Nevertheless, thou, the I, art a shield about me, about I, my gain, ba'idi, my gain, ba'idi, a shield about I, because of the merits of my fathers, of my patriarchs. Thou didst encompass me as with a shield, so that thou didst shield, kavodi, kavodi, my glory, through Hushai, ha'arki, Hushai the archite. Hushai Ha'arki, one of David's wise counselors who remained loyal to him. Refer to 2 Shmuel, 2 Samuel 15, 32. And through Nathan Hanabi, through Nathan the prophet who said to me, who said to I, according to 2 Samuel 12 and 13, the Lord also hath put away thy sin, thou, the I, shalt not die. Dam Yahuwah he'evira chatateka lo tamut. Jehovah also hath put away thy sin. Gam Yahuwah he'evira chatateka. Thou, the I, shalt not die. Lo tamut. Thou, the I, was the lifter up of my head. U'merim Roshi, U'merim, the merim of Roshi, the lifters up of my head, U'merim Roshi, thou, the I, was the lifter up of Roshi. But the Rebbeinot, the rabbis read these two verses as follows. Many there are that say of my soul, there is no help for it, for her, in Elohim ever. But for the I, Jah, Jehovah, thou art a shield about me, about I, that sayest, but for my glory, thou, the I, art the lifter up of Roshi, of my head. According to Psalm chapter 3, Hebraically verses 3 and 4, many, Rabim, many are the nations, the nationalities, Hagoim, of the earth, of the earthly plane, of whom it is said even in Yeshayu, Isaiah chapter 17, verse 12. Ah, the uproar of many peoples that say of my soul, they who say of my soul, Omrim, Li Nafshi, Hagoyim, the nation, the nationality of the earth, say of Yisrael, of Israel, this people heard Elohim speak, Ha Devarim, the words. I am the Lord thy God that brought thee I out of the land of Mitzrayim. Thou shalt have no other gods, Elohim, before me, according to Shemot, Exodus chapter 20, verse 2 to 3. And yet, 40 days later, this people said of a molten calf, a egel maseka, molten calf, this is thy God, O Israel, that brought thee up out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt in Shemot, in Exodus 32 and 8. Can such a people expect help? Surely, surely, ain Yeshua taha lo Elohim selah. Surely there is no help for it, for her, in Elohim ever. And although thou, Yahweh, Jehovah, dost agree with Hagoyim, the I does agree with the nations, the nationality, the Gentiles, for thou, the I, didst write in Torah Teka, in the I Torah, according to Shemot, Exodus 22 and 19, he that sacrificeth to any god save to the Lord only shall be utterly destroyed, downstroyed. Yet thou, the I, hast not destroyed us utterly, but for thee, O Lord, that art a shield about me. Wa'ata Yahuwah magen ba'iddi. If thou, the I, hadst not made the shields of my fathers shine upon us, that is, had it not been for the merits of our fathers, our patriarchs, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, thou, the I, wouldest not have protected us, would not have protected I and I. That saith, but for my glory, kavodi, that is, if thou hadst not caused the glory of Paneka, the eye presence, the eye face, the eye perception to dwell amongst us, to dwell amongst I and I, as is said in Shemot in Exodus 25 and 8. Let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them. What then? But thou art become the lifter up of my head, U Merim Roshi, instead of cutting off our heads as we as I and I deserved. Thou, the I, gavest I and I the joy of lifting our heads, our rasses, our heads, as is said even in Exodus in Shemot 30 and 12. Thou liftest the heads of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, of the children of Israel, of the Israelites. And this here strictly is a literal rendition of the final verse allows the commentator to prove his point. The intended sense of the verse is, of course, when thou takest the sum, liftest up the head, takest the sum of the Bnei Yisrael, of the children, the sons of Israel. Thus, for the twofold readings indebted for the elucidation of this very challenging and somewhat difficult passage. With my voice I call to the Lord, and he answereth me out of his holy mountain ever. Oli Eli Yahweh Kra, Wayaneni Meharik Adisho Selah. With my voice I call to Jehovah, I call by name to Jehovah, Oli Eli Yahweh Kra, and he answereth me, Wayaneni Meharik Adisho Selah. And he answereth I out of his holy mountain ever, ever. So correctly in the P-E-E-T is somewhat obscure right here. The sense, the idea of ever referring once again to the previous ever for the Hebrew Selah based on the ancient rabbinic tradition rather than on etymology. The sense of it is Selah. It's like Selah from rabbinic tradition. Berkiah commented, as long as Hahekal, the temple, Hahekal stood, thou didst answer our prayers. But now that thy holy mountain is bare, how do I and I know that thou, the I, answerest our prayers, I and I prayers? Scripture says, he answereth me out of his holy mountain ever. Wayaneni mehark adisho selah. I laid me down and I slept. I awake, for the Lord sustaineth me. Ani shakabti waishanna. Heik itzoti ki Yahuwah yismekeni. Dawid said, I laid me down, ani shakavti, away from prophecy. I laid me down, away from prophecy, ani shakavti, from prophecy, and I slept, waishana, apart from the Ruach HaKadosh, apart from the Holy Spirit. I awake, hekitzoti, through Hushai ha'arki, Hushai the archai. For the Lord sustaineth me. For the Lord sustain ki Yahuwah yismekeni, through Nathan ha'nevi, through Nathan the prophet. The implication seems to be that Hushai restored the Ruach HaKadosh, the Ayla Irit, the Holy Spirit, to Dawid, while Nathan, returned the power of prophecy to him. Hear, hear, hear. Dawid saying, I laid me down, ani shakavti, away from prophecy, and I slept, waishana, apart from the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit. Heck, it's OT. I awake through Hushai ha'arki, Hushai the archite. Ki Yahuwah yismekeni, for Jehovah sustaineth me through Nathan ha'navi, Nathan the prophet. Another comment on, I laid me down and I slept. Ani ashakavti, waishana. The congregation of Yisrael said, I laid me down, ani shakavti, away from prophecy, and I slept, waishana, apart from the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit. Heck, it's OT. I awake through Eliyahu, through Elijah, through Elias, as is said even in Malachi 3:23. Behold, I will send you Eliyahu, Hanavi, Elijah, the prophet, for the Lord sustained me. Ki Yahuwah yismekeni, through the Lord Messiah, through Melech HaAdon, Adon HaMelech, through the Lord Messiah. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Lo ira me'arivibota am asher sabiv shatu alai. Set themselves to make war against me, against I and I. Thus Moses, after saying to Ha'am, to Amo Yisrael, to the people of Israel in Devarim, Deuteronomy 7:17, if thou shalt say in thy heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? Declared in Devarim 7, verse 18, chapter 7, verse 18, verse 21, thou shalt not be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is in the midst of thee I. Ki tomar bielevabeka rabim hagoyim haele mimeni eka ukala lehorisham. If thou shalt say in thy heart, ki tomar bielevabeka, these nations are more than I, Rabim Hagoyim Haele Mimeni. How? Aika, how can I dispossess them? Aika Ukala Lehorisham. Thou, the I, shalt not be afraid of them. Lo Tira Mehem. The I shall not be afraid of them. Lo Tira Mehem. Lo ta'erotza mipneihem, ki Yehovah Eloheka bekerbeka el gadol witnora. Thou, the eye, shall not be affrighted, shall not be affrighted at them. Lo ta'erotza mipneihem, for Jehovah the eye Elohim is in the midst of the eye. Ki Yehovah Eloheka bekerbeka, a God great and awful, El Gadol Winora, a God El Gadol, great, winora, and awful and dreadful. El Gadol, winora. Arise, O Lord, save me. O my God, Kumah Yahuwah, Hosha'ini Elohai. Arise, Kumah Yahuwah, arise, O he who be who he be, Hosha'ini, and save Ani, Hosha'ini, Hosha'ini Elohai, Hailei, O my Elohim. Rav Pinchas Phinehas stated the name of Rav Hoshaya in the book of Psalms, the Sefer Tehillim. In the book of Psalms, David was moved to say five times to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, arise, Umah, four times against the four kingdoms, and once in the wars of Gog and Magog. Actually, according to the Midrash notes here, actually only in the first book of the Psalter of the Sefer Tehillim, vis-a-vis in Psalm 3 and 8, Psalm 7 and 7, Psalm 9 and 20, Psalm 10 and 12, and Psalm 17 and 13. P.E., as a matter of fact, it reads, quote, five times in the first book of the Psalter. Five times in the first book of the Sefer Tehillim of the Psalter, the Mezmure Dawit, namely Psalm 3 and 8, Psalm 7 and 7, Psalm 9 and 20, Psalm 10 and 12, and Psalm 17, verse 13. For thou, the eye, has smitten and hidden and smitten all mine enemies upon the jawbone. Ki hikita et kol oivai lechi. For thou, the eye, has smitten and hidden. Ki hikita et kol oivai lechi. All mine enemies upon the cheek bone, upon the lechi, upon the jawbone, smitten them. Ki hikita, the eye has smitten and hidden them, according to Rav Lewi, Levi, with strangling. Thou has hidden, smitten them with strangling, a smiting of the mouth, a smiting of them mouth. Now, here, of some interest concerning the four kingdoms, that he who be who he be is called to rise four times against the four kingdoms. Who are the four kingdoms? The four kingdoms, Assyria, Babylon, Greece, and Rome. Four kingdoms, Assyria, Babylon, Greece, and Rome. Ki hikita et kol oivai lechi. For the eye has smitten and hidden all mine enemies upon the jawbone. Smitten them, hidden them with strangling. Strangling, literally a smiting, a hitting of the mouth. For it is said, even in 2 Samuel chapter 17, verse 23, and when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he set his house in order and strangled himself. Wa Ahithophel ra ki lo ne esata itzato waya chevosha eta hachemora wayakam wayelek illa betoa illa iroa wayasawa illa betoa waya hanak waya mat wayikaver be kaver avio. And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, wa Ahithophel ra ki loa ne esata its ato, he saddled his ass, wayachibosha eta hachemor, and arose, wayakam, and got him home, wayeleka illa beto, to his city, illa iro, and set his house in order, wayezawa illa beto, and strangled himself, wayachanak, and he died, wayamat, and was buried in the sepulcher, the burial of his father, wayikavir de Kever Avio. According to Rav Abiyahu Abijah, the verse means, "Thou has smitten all mine enemies, though they were as mighty as Samson himself, of whom it is written even in Judges 15 and 15. And he found a new jawbone of an ass, and smote 1,000 men therewith. Thou will break the teeth of the wicked. Shine Rishaim Shibarta, thou hast broken, thou will break the teeth of the ratchet of the wicked. Shine Rishaim Shibarta. When thou hast done this, then it will become apparent that salvation belongeth to the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people forever, for ever. La Yahuwah Hayeshuah Al Ameka Birkateka Sela, 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 Sela. Salvation, victory of Jehovah, La Yahuwah Hayeshuah. Thy blessing, Birkateka, be upon thy people, Al Ameka, Birkateka, Sela, Sela, ever, 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 ever.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name... shall be great among the heathen. Saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts. Psalm 3.
Lord,
then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name.
מזמור גימל. מזמור לדוד, בבורחו מפני אבשלום בנו. אדוני, מה רב צרי, רבים קמים עליי, רבים אומרים לנפשי, אין ישועת לו ואלוהים סלע. ואתה, אדוני, מגן בעדי, כבודי ומרים ראשי. קולי אל אדוני אקרא, ויענני מהר קודשו סלע. אני שכבתי ואישנה הקיצותי, כי אדוני ישמחני. לא אירא מרבבות עם, אשר סביב שטו עלי. קומה אדוני הושעני, אלוהי, כי הכית את כל אויבי לחי. שיני רשעים שברת, לאדוני הישועה, על עמך וברכתך סלע.
Psalm 3. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God.
For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people.
مزمور سوس خلجو کابیت لون فیت بشه شگیزه یه داویت مزمور عوی تو یه میاس چند کنی منی نیا بزو بنیلای یه میک اموت بزو ناچه بزو سووچ نفسین املاکش آیدنشم مارو انتگن عوی تو مت اگینه کبرین ناراسینم کف کف مت تدرگو انتنه بک علی ودک زیافیر چو حالو ከተቀደሰ ተራራው የሚሰማኝ እኔ ተኛው አንቀላፋሁም እግዚአብሔርም ደግፎኛልና ነቃ ከሚከቡኝ ከአላፍ ህዝብ አልፈራ ተነስ አቤቱ አምላኬ ሆይ አድነኝ አንተ የጠላቶችን መንጋጋ መስተሃልና የክፎችንም ጥርስ ሰብርሃልና ማዳን እግዚአብሔር ነው በረከትህም በህዝብህ ላይ ነው
Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah, Selah.
Why not?
That's a game.
Yes, 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 Baba Dick Gregory right there for a little thing called For Me, O Lord. Not for Mama, not for Papa, but for me, O Lord. I'd like to give I a little clip of a little book that he had written here in this Passover season. It's a good reason right here. Hope the item enjoy. Dick Gregory is called Bible Tales. Let My People Go. Exodus Passover, a little leaven. Hamas.
Yes, yes, yes. Hostile gospel part two. Hostile good news. Let's just bring out the word gospel in the true sense. Gospel good news. Hostile good news. Gospel deliver me right there, there, there. Still Medi, still in the Medi. If you haven't heard, then rewind. If you're listening, hopefully check out the Rastafari Israelites on the YouTubes as well to hear hopefully the full of full. See some of the stills as well that go along with the reasonment right here, the reason for the season. But still meditating on Dick Gregory, Baba Dick Gregory, Rabbi Dick Gregory, Abuna, but Father, like Gregorius, you know, looking at the name right there. But his reasonment about the Hebrew slaves facing the same problems as black folks in America, and also, you know, connecting that, you know, with the bigger, you know, the bigger picture, you know, the pollution, the blood, you know, in its manifold application. You know, the plague of blood, where he says right here, symbolizes a tragic reality. So often negotiation between nations, you know, the word nations in the common English of today is the term Gentiles, of the nations. There's that holy nation that Israel is to be, and there's the other nations. So here he brings out his holy people, his Hebrew people, like the black people, and there's a plague of blood, the dam in the Hebrew, dam, like people say damn, but dam is blood. So the plague of dam, blood, it symbolizes a tragic reality. So often negotiations between nations, remember the League of Nations, the League of the Gentiles? How about, you know anything about the United Gentiles, the United Nations? So often negotiations between nations and individuals happen only after bloodshed. After bloodshed, dam. Skyjackers or bank robbers come to terms only after the blood of hostages, dam, has been threatened or spilt, dam. Prison reform occurs after inmate riots, dam. Shots are fired, dam. Blood, dam, is shed, dam. Nations, the Gentiles, they sit down at the trick-or-treat table, usually only after war and killing and more dam, more blood has been shed. Here he has Secretary of State Kissinger becomes a Middle East negotiator or mediator after the shedding of Arab and Israeli blood. This last part here of the commentary here picking up with Exodus chapters 5 to 15, the section here in his book, Dick Gregory's Bible Tales. Kind of a hard book to get, but hopefully we can get a PDF in circulation. Dick Gregory's Bible Tales right here. He says that Pharaoh, which represents in a true Hebraic interpretation application, like a gate or a house, like a great house, the great house, like the White House, you know what I'm saying, was willing to negotiate in earnest only after his own son was killed. Countless Hebrew mothers and fathers, we could say black mothers and fathers, had lost sons. Remember that sons in particular, the conspiracy to destroy black boys. Countless Hebrew mothers and fathers had lost sons, but Pharaoh, the great house, the White House, only listened when death came to his own household. The loss of loved one caused Pharaoh to change his downpressive ways. And the final note right here, I wonder how many wars would be avoided if the loved ones of the Gentile leaders were the first soldiers to face the fire. So here, reason for the season. Here we're at the intermediate days right here at the fifth day, unleavened bread. What does unleavened bread mean, Chabari? What's the application of the sign and the symbol?
Everybody
Burning out the malice, the leaven, unleavened, applying the Hebrew word sign to the humility, what the unleavened bread symbolizes, the bread of the poor, humility. And then we have, as we count the Omer, count the growth and the two sevens, the seven Shabbats complete, plus on the morrow after the seventh Shabbat, on that first day, that Ehud, that first day, the harvest, looking forward to the harvest, as we look forward to the Feast of Weeks, Shavuot, also known in the Brit Chadasha sense, New Covenant sense, as Pentecost, which basically means Pentecoste, means in the Koine Greek, the 50th day, the Pentecoste, the 50th day. So 7 times 7, do the math, 49, plus the morrow after the 7th Shabbat. So the day after the Shabbat, the first day. So when they say that, well, we don't, you know, as Hebrews on Sunday, well, that is partially true, because we don't use the term Sunday for the first day. The first day is just the first day. But the morrow after. And the offering, it's interesting, the offering, come listen to the tune right there, burning out the malice, right? Burning out the malice, rise again, the rise again rhythm. Little audio sample right there, rising again. So here in Pesach, the first of the three times in the year, there's the unleavened bread for the 7 days, that humility, right, and clearing out all of the leaven, symbolizing the malice, right, that malice, the humility. But then we offer after the harvest, right, during the harvest time, we offer those two loaves. And according to HaTorah, they have leaven. So let's understand it, not to misunderstand it, that the purging out of the leaven or the yeast, right, what is that a sign of according to the pattern? So here, for the chol, right, the days of HaMoed, the intermediate days of the feast, the festival, the Chag HaMatzot, festival of unleavened bread, no chametz. What is chametz? Reason for the season.
Yes,
everybody knew for too long now. The pressure upon the youth is up, it's gonna make we rise again. Rise again. Alright, blaze up the herbs and pass me the chalice. Burning out the hatred and we burning out the malice. No racist, can't see Japanese. Youth unite, build a strength from the hill to the valleys. Alright, keep your eyes on the goal. Don't lose your soul and get out of control. Some people get consumed by the social media. Half of the story has never been.
Yeah. Dick Gregory, I'd like to share that a little bit more on Dick Gregory Bible Tales. I like how he weaves it in, applies it to I and I, once lost, now found people in America and the Caribbean. But Dom, all the innocent bloodshed, Dom, every time I see the what?
Jama,
My mind is in a pint, it's no be disappointed.
Yo,
it's another rhythm called
Competition. But you're rocking with the sign of the
see them coming like a flood in a direction. The spirit of God never live up a standard in a them section. Them think we're soft, but them have the wrong perception. The blood that we protection. Anytime you see the blood, step on this your one. One of a man, you want a business, cause I'm straight and galang and no fit. Pass over, pass over. Anytime when you see the blood, pass over, pass over, pass over. On a team we cover
time.
Step on this your one. One of a man, you want a business, cause I'm straight and galang and no fit. Pass over, pass over. Anytime when you see the blood, pass over, pass over. Straight over me shoulder. Me farm against the saints, I got them a go shot. What them a do, what them a try? Them off and know when they're ready for die. Because when they stay for the one of them fly. Them jack like a bird out at the sky. I and I, man in a rock. My younger girl put back to plastic. When they come, we go save the lost. I find the cross. Anytime you see the blood, step on this one. Wanna be mine, you wanna miss it. Just a straight and go long and no fit. Pass over, pass over. Anytime when you see the blood, pass over. Pass over, pass over. On a team they come for
time. Raise
the pie,
raise the pie, raise the pie. We are in a Jesus who died. We are in a Jesus who died. Christian just identify. Christian just identify. Raise your hands up in the sky. For we don't know him that I'm the lie.
Alright, well they don't know me Hebrew. Me back with the blood to me read through. So let Satan fool you. Come to the Lord and his love is easy. Let the music move you. Stomp your foot, I cup your hands through. Let the music groove you, jump for joy, let me see you run through. I'm in no serious babe, the Lord rose from the grave. That he reads and I, he's a keeper, you and I. Now the Lord soon come, and the spirit pulled up. These are the closing days, and the Holy Ghost fire soon blaze. Let me see the eyes them high, raise them high, lift up high, raise them high. We are in of Jesus most high, we are in of Jesus most high. Christian just identify, Christian just identify.
Tell you never seven now, quit. Tell the devil seven now quit. You can't go and go tell the devil seven now quit. Yo, yes. Tell the devil seven now quit. Say them can't keep them blood money when they want it. Every day me want to fill up with your spirit. So that everything you feel, God me feel it. Me want minister with your strength and by your power. And whatever you desire, just reveal and me will speak it. God do something when you fill up with the spirit. You become untouchable, better believe it. It's like the blood over the door. Temptations come back no more. The devil see your destiny and don't believe it. Give something when you fill up with the Holy Ghost. It's like the Holy Spirit living on your innermost. It's like the Jeremiah fire. Evil desire, retire, Holy Spirit, fill me, don't give me a word. Fill me with your spirit, Jesus, fill me with your spirit. Holy Ghost, divine, full up by your spirit, Jesus, fill me with your spirit. Oh, God, me.
Come on, tell me, Lord, oh, wherever you're then. Put the tools you can put up at that hill, you're then. No, let's fit the wicked Christ out this year. Yeah, but no, they might be tough like John of Raven. Well, if I got second two,
I decide for this, you know.
It don't make sense for turn out. I know a hall and your money come from the
trigger.
Come on, tell me, Lord, oh, wherever you're then. Put the two shoes you put up out like Billy then. No rest for the wicked Christ out this year. Yeah, but none of it up it up like Sean of Craven. Well, if I got second two, straight two, I got me a good do, me a got two.
It don't make sense for Tan Ho to do a holla. Yamali comes from the floor.
He's got the world in his
hands. But that's it, come true.
He's got the world in his hands.
But do. Me a go through, me say me gone. Me not go look back no more. Cause eternally me safe and secure.
Me say me been there, me done that. Me done got the t-shirt from New York to London. Jam down straight to T-Dot. Me fi say me perfect and down a wrong. And no me that enough time. Me slip on a job and I get broke up like C-Lots. If I ever me fall off fast, me have to get up back. The longer me step on the gun, the hardest thing to get back on track. Me can't afford this slack, cause me constant all the right time. But me ready fi go through with me while I'm intact.
Well if I got to come true, straight true, I got me a go do, me a go true. It don't make sense fi turn out, to do a holla, and your molly comes from the floor.
He's got the world in his hands, he's got the world in his hands.
Black and she proud and she naturally, yeah. She not put in no implants cause she bad with life. Me not bleach me face cause me love how God make me. Not dye me nuts cause me love how God make me. Not change me nose with no plastic surgery. Me black and me proud and me love. She not do no tomato cause she love how God make me. Not put in no implants like Wendy and Betsy. See up by the parts and straight say them sexy. Me black and me proud and me love how God make me. Love how God make me. Your people inspect me. Look on me trash at Jesus Christ dress me. And all the girl them out and road still a text. But my girl text them back. Yes the Lord really bless me. Them all a do anything to impress me. Tummy tuck and evil plastic surgery. Breast implant and buttocks implant. What next them a go plant on the young lady. I know your hands them black like the Wesley. And your face white like the Elvis Presley. You a bleed. Road boy bleach for your soul sexy. Black is beautiful, yes, black is beautiful. Bleach me face, cause me love how God made me. Not dye me nuts, cause me love how God made me. Not change me nose with no plastic. Me black and me proud, and me love how God made me. Do not tell me to cause she love how God made me. She no implants like Wendy and Betty. See up by the parts and straight say them sexy. Me black and me proud, and me you have self-esteem, girl, no confidence. You know you look good in an inch, no compliment. The boy take it in your face because I am paid. You ready to rather be a single and live under a tent. Cause you don't go put up with domestic violence. Cause God send you down on a big assignment. No boy can't treat you like you don't have no sense. Cause
You could be the next black president. Look out for the bully them and the fake friends. No matter make nobody tell you fi kill yourself, man.
We only have one life to live. No make shit and tell me jump up on a bridge.
You me now bleach me face, come me love how God set me. Now dye me nuts, come me love how God set me. Now change me nose with no plastic surgery. Me black and me proud and me love how God.
When me take a breathe, when me take a breathe, take a breathe. Me can't believe the thing that when me see. When me take a breathe, when me take a breathe, take a breathe. Me up in town, call me me. Cause when me take a breathe, yeah. When me take a breathe, take a breathe. Me can't believe the thing that when me see. Cause when me take a breathe, take a breathe. When me take a breathe, me see the world, yeah. I want to sleep. Cause when me take a breathe, me go a wedding. Me see the bride. Me look, but me couldn't see no.
German, the beat.
When me take a breathe, so me kick back and I meditate.
I decide for this, you know.
When me take a breathe, when me take a breathe, take a breathe. Me can't believe the thing that women see. So when me take a breathe, when me take a breathe, take a breathe. Me have to drop down for me knee. Cause when me take a breathe, yeah. When me take a breathe, take a breathe. Me can't believe the thing that women see. So when me take a breathe, take a breathe. When me take a breathe, me see the world, yeah. I want to sleep. So when me take a breathe, me go a wedding. Me see the bride, me look, but me couldn't see nothing. When me take a breathe, me see no bandilam, but me look, but me couldn't see no sea. When me take a breathe, entertain or blind themselves, just forget little publicity. When me take a breathe, me never know a demon could have been said till one day when me hear Tommy. Tommy, when me take a breathe, when me take a breathe, take a breathe. Me can't believe the thing that when me see. Cause when me take a breathe, when me take a breathe, take a breathe. Me a fin drop to God for me.
Signs of the time, signs of the time, signs of the time. Reasoning, I out from who you cut this morning and brush me teeth. Me a tell when, you all of them the most higher tweet.
When me take a breathe. So me kick back and I meditate and me realize that something a go on in a mankind. Somebody have to go take a look. So when me take a breathe, when me take a breathe, take a breathe. Me can't believe the thing that women see. So when me take a breathe, when me take a breathe, take a breathe. Me have to drop down for me knee. Cause when me take a breathe, yeah. When me take a breathe, take a breathe. Me can't believe the thing that women see. Cause when me take a breathe, take a breathe. When me take a breathe, me sit down early, I want to sleep. So when me take a breathe, me go a wedding, me see the bride. Me look, but me couldn't see nothing. When me take a breathe, me see no Babylon, but me look, and me couldn't see no sea. When me take a breathe, entertain or blind themselves, just forget little publicity. When me take a breathe, me never know a demon could have been said till one day when me
hear
Tommy. Tommy, when me take a breathe, when me take a breathe, take a breathe. Me can't believe the thing that me see. So when me take a breathe, when me take a breathe, take a breathe. Me a fin drop to God for me knee. Cause when me take a breathe, yeah. When me take a breathe, take a breathe. Me can't believe the thing me I see. Cause when me take a breathe, take a breathe. When me take a breathe, me see the world, yeah. I want to flee. Cause when me take a breathe, young girl of the hottest hairstyle and can't buy diaper for the pink knee. When me take a breathe, politician want more property while the poor can't buy a cup of tea. When me take a breathe, no heart is a broad like a for Europe, I make money. When me take a breathe, the only man the Christian bow to and Jesus, son of the Almighty. Yo, so me take a breathe, then another look. Then me take another stare straight in the holy book. Me see why God rattled the place shook. Come and worship anything, cow, goat, Twitter and Facebook. Me not trust sight. Sometimes me wonder if me eye them have the right. Who did ban black? How come your tongue white? And if it's all for it, how come pie your skin, man? Right. When me take a breathe, yeah. When me take a breathe, take a breathe. Me can't believe the thing the woman see. When me take a breathe, when me take a breathe, take a breathe. Me have to bust down for me.
Signs of the time, signs of the time, signs of the time. Reason I out from wake up this morning and brush my teeth.
Me a tell you all of them the most I a do it.
Come
and
on.
If a badness you approach it, my youth me a tell yourself to stop it and nobody do it.
Come on.
Shoes are free reach when me touch the street. Me not say nobody can this, but if you try, my God a protect me every time him no sleep.
Yeah.
In the beginning God make a damn for Eve.
That's right.
So me can't understand how some man a program have them good wife and I tell her feel it. Me see the signs of the time. Them no for them no see it is like the devil blind. Earth a run red for the dollar sign. Cling to the cross, step away from the land mind.
The devil is a liar and him want to send me bone. From me get saved, them no love on me tone. Me see God deep praise and me sing the devil down. Sing the devil down, you know me sing the devil down. But life in a me body and the rest in a me lung. Now praise the Buddha, no me sorry, Mr. Chung. Jesus, bloody touch me, all up on me tongue. All up on me tongue, it's a
fear. Holy God!
Them rhythm, yeah. Different generation. What for fear the loss at any cost? The devil is a liar and him want to send me bone. From me get saved, them no love on me tone. Me see God deep praise and me sing the devil down. Sing the devil down, you know me sing the devil down. From life in a me body and the breath in a me lung. Now praise the Buddha, no me sorry, Mr. Chung. Jesus, bloody tattoo, all up on me tongue. All up on me tongue, it happy, all up on. Them so me talk so bad, not whom me come from jam down. In a pot, walk, dig up tree in a one. The Holy Ghost, the Father and Jesus the Son, Jesus the Son in my life number one.
Save my soul, save my soul. Jesus alone can save my soul. Save my soul, save my soul. Jesus alone can save my soul. Save your soul, save your soul. Jesus alone can save your soul.
Jesus, I know better. Every breath I breathe, you give me. Every ear on my head, you know better. Before I think you know, that's why me no worry myself. Things not go good, me no worry myself. You are God, me no worry myself. I know you got my stuff. I'll get me free. Jesus, I know that. Every breath I breathe, you give that. Every ear on my head, you know bad. And before I think you know,
Jesus.
No matter how rough me number climb, you want the ship to me, we go and take the rocky ride. Real God man, so we not compromise. Bills them pile up, but still faithful in our time. Christ always make a way. Take care of the birds and take care of they. Blinking out, but tomorrow brighter day. Matthew 6:25, go look where it says. Hey. That's why me no worry myself. Things not go good, me no worry myself. You are God, me no worry.
German the beat, German the beat.
The part of the mechanic, but somebody know me, everybody.